வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 27th of September 1974 in Calcutta, India.
Tadarajastamo bhava
Tadarajastamo bhava
Kamalobhadayashchaye
Kamalobhadayashchaye
Teta etar anavidham
Teta etar anavidham
Stitam sattve prasidati
Stitam sattve prasidati.
At the time, loving devotional service is established in the heart. The modes of passion, rajas, and ignorance, tamas, and lust and desire, kama, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes happy.
Tada rajastam bhava kamalobhadayastaji cheta etai dhanavidyam sitam satte prasidati. So, the principle is that we have to place our mind or consciousness in the satoguna. That is the first business. Because the material world means satoguna, rajoguna, and tamoguna. Satoguna is the qualification of pure Brahman. Sama, dama, tithikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma karma, sabhava, satoguna. These are the symptoms of satoguna. Without coming to the platform of satoguna or brahminical qualification, one cannot make any advance in spiritual life. Therefore, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we first of all bring anyone to the platform of Brahman. Therefore, at the time of second initiation, we offer the sacred thread to recognize him that he is now Brahman. Without becoming a Brahmana, nobody can become a Vaishnava. Or, when one is Vaishnava, it is to be understood that he is also Brahman. The common word in India, it is said, Brahmana Vaishnava. Brahmana should become Vaishnava. Or, one who is Vaishnava is already a Brahman. Brahma janati iti Brahma. So, a Vaishnava not only knows Brahma, but he knows Paramatma and he knows Bhagavan. Brahma janati iti Brahma. Simply by knowing Brahma, one can become a Brahma. But a Vaishnava, not only he knows what is Brahma, but he knows further what is Paramatma and what is Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabhi. The absolute truth is present in three features, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The Brahma realization is the first. Aham Brahmasmi, that is the self-realization. I am not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. That is called Brahma-bhuta stage. Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Here is also it is stated that sthitam satte prasidati. Everyone is hankering after how to be peaceful in mind. Everyone says, Swamiji, kindly, say, how I can get peace of mind? The peace of mind, how it can be attained? It's stated here. Sthitam satya prasidati. If you fix up in satogun, not in the rajogun, tamogun. Tamogun is the life of the kurmis. Tamogun and rajogun also. Rajogun is actually kurmis. And satogun is the life of jnanis. And after coming to the satogun, being peaceful in mind, brahma bhuta prasannatma, you have to come to the platform of satogun. Then you will be prasannatma. Prasanna means happy mood of life. Brahma bhuta prasannatma, what is the happy mood of life? Na sochati, na kankati. He does not lament. He does not hanker. Here in the material world, we are hankering. We want this dhanam dehi, rupam dehi, jaso dehi, rubhuti, bhajang dehi, dehi dehi. That is hankering. This is not the stage of Brahma-bhuta. Brahma-bhuta stage means na sochati, na kankati. He does not hanker. Neither he laments. Then samasarvesu bhuteshu madbhakti lavate param. Then bhakti begins, when actually you are in peace of mind. A disturbed mind cannot execute devotional service. Therefore, in the beginning, if somebody all of a sudden becomes a Vaishnava and in a solitary place and chanting, that is cheating. How can chant? You cannot, because your mind is not fixed up. Your mind is not na sujati, na kankati. Unless you are purified, your mind is always disturbed. That is the material condition. The mind must be disturbed. Sada samudvigna dhiyam. Prahlad Maharaj said, that is the material symptom. What is the material symptom? Always full of anxiety. Sada samadvigna dhiyam. Why? Asat grahat. Because he has accepted the temporary position, asat. Asat means which will not exist. Here everything will not exist. This body, it will not exist. But I have taken this body as everything. I am Indian, I am American, I am the father of this family, I am the manager of the so big business, and so on, so on, so on, so on. Asatgraha. But everything concentrated on this body. So he must be full of anxiety. Asatgraha. He accepted this body as fact. But it is not fact. Similarly, the whole world. Asatgrahat samadvigna dhiyam. This is a very nice question. Hiranyakashipu asked his son, Prahlad Maharaj, my dear boy, what you have learned the best thing? You are a student. He said, tat sadhu manne asura varja. He addressed his father. He addressed him as asura varja, the best of the asuras. He did not address him as father. But he said, my dear, the best of the asuras, tanmanne sadhu asura varja, sada samudvigna dhiyam asad graha, hityatma ghatam griyayanda kupam, banangvatu jad harimasraya. That is the best thing. One is rotting in this family life, which is just like a blind well, andaku. Atma-ghatam, just like a man falls in the blind well. He has no other alternative than to die crying, crying. That's all. So, he advises, hitva, just give it up. Hitya Atmaghatam Andhagupam Griyandhagupam. Then where shall I go? Balangato, 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 go to Vrindavan, or in the forest. Then how shall I live? Now Harimasrayata. Just take shelter of Krishna, Hari. He'll give you protection. This is the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. So, here Bhagavad says, Tada. Tada means at that time, when? It is in the previous verse, it has been explained that anastaprayesu avadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishti. At that time, when you are fixed up in devotional service, at that time, tada, not otherwise. If you have no connection with devotional service, if you are attached to karma, jnana, yoga, you cannot be fixed up. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, bhukti mukti siddhi kame sakali asanta. Here we require, tada, sitam satte prasidati. Prasidati means peace of mind. Fully satisfied. But bhukti mukti siddhi kami at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cannot have peace of mind. It is not possible. Bhukti means kurmis, that trying to enjoy this material, more money, more honor, more eating, more and more. That is called bhukti. They are not satisfied by enjoying on this planet. They perform various kinds of yajnas so that they may be promoted to the higher planetary system, Sarvaloka or Janaloka, Mahaloka, like that. But Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvanaloka. You rascal, you are trying to be promoted to the higher planetary system for more and more material enjoyment. Certainly, there is thousands and thousands times more material comforts in the heavenly planets, in the Chandraloka. In the Chandraloka, they are trying to go into Chandraloka. But according to Shastra, if one goes to Chandraloka, he gets 10,000 of years his duration of life and enjoy. So, certainly, there are many times more comfortable life, standard of life very, very high in the heavenly other planetary system. But Krishna says that any one of the planet you can go, but the material disease will not be relieved. The material disease, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. We cannot understand. This is our real disease. Repetition of birth, janma, a repetition of death, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, a repetition of becoming old, and bad, a repetition of being affected by various types of disease. So therefore, intelligent man should see that even if I go to the Brahmaloka, when Brahma was asked by Hiranyakashipu, give me immortality, sir. He said, I am myself not immortal, how can I give you immortal? So, abhrama bhuvana lokan punaravartin Arjuna. Krishna advised Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, if you go to the Brahma loka, many millions of years duration of life, still you have to die. So, that is the standard of highest perfection. If you do not die, if you do not take birth, if you know what are the miserable condition of birth, to remain within the womb of the mother, not only to remain, nowadays, modern advanced civilization, they are being killed by the mother. Not only abortion, but they are being killed. Now the Western world, He is very familiar with these things. You just imagine. First of all, you have to remain within the mother, womb, head down, packed up condition. You cannot move. 10 months, and that is also not secure. Within the mother's womb, you are not secure. At any moment, the doctor may advise that kill the child. So, these are the miserable condition of birth, but we do not remember them. We have to know it from the Shastra. So, similarly, at the time of death, coma, nowadays, it is a very common disease, for 7 days, 15 days, he is unconscious, crying. So, this is the miserable condition of death. This is the miserable condition of birth. And between birth and death, there are so many miserable conditions. This old age, this disease, so many calamities, catastrophes. Then still, we do not want to make a solution of this problem. And the solution is very simple. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Jarma karma medibvam jujana titam. If you simply know Krishna, what is Krishna? Why does he come? Why he works like ordinary man? Janma karma medibvam jujana titam. In truth, in actual fact, not that Krishna was born in Mathura and then he was taken to Vrindavan. This is also knowing, but still you know what is Krishna. Manushanam sahasesu kaschid jatati siddhaya jatatam api siddhyana kaschid bhetimam tattva. It is very difficult to understand Krishna. Tattva, not superficial, but in fact. So, Krishna says, janma karmam me divvam jo janati tattva. So, one who understands Krishna in truth, he becomes free. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunti. These things are there. So why don't you be serious to study Krishna, to understand Krishna? But to understand Krishna, it will require Krishna's mercy. Without Krishna's mercy, So, how you get Krishna's mercy? Tesam satadujuktanam bhajatanga priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadami jinamam upajati. One can understand Krishna by being constantly engaged in his service. Tesam satadujuktanam. Not that weekly once go to the church. No. 24 hours. Satata yuktanam engaged in Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are teaching people how to become 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service. This is our duty. We don't allow karma, jnana, yoga, no. Simple. And that is Krishna bhakti. Jnana karma anabritam. There is no question of jnana and karma. That is not pure bhakti. Pure bhakti means annamilasita sunna. Jnana karma dhanabhita. Anukullena krishna nishilana. Simply to serve Krishna favorably. As Krishna becomes pleased. This is bhakti. This is pure. So this Krishna consciousness movement therefore teaching pure devotional service to Krishna. That is all problem. So how one can come to that state, that is being explained in this portion of the Bhagavad. Sinnatana sapada Krishna punnasavana kirtana. Just hear. You haven't got to do anything more. Just hear about Krishna. Sinnatana sapada. Then everything will be clear. Gradually. This is our purpose. The center is giving charge. That you come here and hear about. We don't make any flattery to satisfy the whims of the audience. We speak from Srimad Bhagavatam, we speak from Bhagavad Gita and present them as it is, without any adulteration. This is all. If you like, then you make progress. If you don't like, that is your option. But we cannot make any compromise. We must present this Shastra as it is. And where is the difficult? Everything is explained here. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. You have to attend Bhagavat class and serve the Bhagavat person. Nityam, daily. If you cannot, that is a different thing. But this is the process. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. This conclusion comes when one is partially advanced, nashta prayeshu, not fully. Then it will come. He will be ready to serve Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, person Bhagavatam and the book Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke. Bhakti bhavati naisthiti. Nishtha, I have explained already yesterday. Tada at that time, when you are fixed up, now I shall devote my life in Krishna consciousness. When you come to this conclusion, Nityam, that will come, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhakti bhavati naisthiti, not deviation, but not this worship, that worship, this worship, this worship. Kamastastha hitagyana jajanti annadevata. Those who are worshipping other demigods, that is recommended in the, for the less intelligent class. Tad bhavati alpamedhasam. These things are recommended for the persons who are less intelligent, whose brain is packed up with cow dung. Not intelligent person. Intelligent person, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sarvam. That is intelligent. So, when one comes to this conclusion, bhakti bhavati nashti. Bhakti where? Not that bhakti to this god, that god, not. Bhagavati! And to the Supreme Personality of God, bhakti bhavati nashti. Nashti. Without any disturbance. Tada! At that time. Tada! What is the result? Rajastamam bhava. There are three bhavas. Rajaguna bhava, stamaguna bhava and sataguna bhava. So, as soon as you come to the platform of devotion and service, the two inferior qualities, namely rajaguna and tamaguna, they become finished. Simply sataguna remains. Because there are three gunas. If two gunas are finished, no more useful, then the other one is there. Tada rajastama bhava. What are the symptoms of rajastama bhava? Ne kama and lobha. Those who are infected with this rajastama bhava, they are very elastic, greedy, lobby. They are not satisfied. The modern civilization is based on rajastama bhava. Nobody is satisfied. Everyone is greedy and lust. Kama lobha dayastra. Kama. So long you are lusty, so long you are greedy, there is no question of devotion and service. There is no question of advancement in spiritual life. So therefore you have come to the platform of satogun, where simply knowledge. There is no other thing, ignorance or greediness, only knowledge. So at that time it is said, cheta etai anavidham. Because everything is within the heart. We become greedy, we become lusty on account of distortion of the heart disease, kama. Tada ridruga kama apahinati. That is a heart disease. This kama and loha is a heart disease. Actually, you don't require it. But it is a kind of disease. More and more and more and more and more. And never satisfied. So, we have to cure this disease. And this process, simple process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. To cure the heart disease of lusty desires and greediness is chanting Hare Krishna Maham. Paranga Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtana. These are the Shastric injunctions spoken by personalities like Lord Chaitanya and other acharyas. So you have to follow Mahajana Jina Gadasya Pantha. Don't follow rascals and fools, then it will be useless, waste of time. Follow the great acharyas. Acharyavan Purusha Veda. One who is acharyavan, who has accepted acharya, he knows. Others all are fools, rascals. Acharya. Acharya upasanam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said. Amanitam madhavmittam mahimsa khanti ajavam acharya upasana. You have to, first of all, worship the acharya. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacche. Guru and acharya. So, these are the process. Mahajana jinagam. You cannot manufacture your ways of thinking. What you are? You are most insignificant living entity and without following the acharyas, without following the Mahajana, without following the Shastra, how you can teach? But people are doing that. Without being followed by the acharya, without being followed by the Shastra, they become guru, they become Swami, they become yogi. It is useless. You cannot get. Here are the process. Process is given. Tadarajastama bhava. Kama. Tada means when you are fixed up in devotional service. Then you can get out of these infection. These are infection. It is so dangerous infection. Infection anyone can understand nowadays, scientifically. If you infect some disease, you have to suffer. You cannot escape. You infect today somehow or other. Not today, not tomorrow. But someday it will come out. It is called kutastha, phalanamo, prarabdha, papabij. Papabij remains as seed, kutastha. Then it is fructifying, phalanamo. Then you suffer, prarabdha. This is called prarabdha karma, infection. You are under the complete subjugation of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. This gunai, the prakriti is forcing him to work because he has infected a kind of guna. Karanam gunasangasya sadasad juni janmasya. Karana. Why one man is born, one living entity is born as very rich man and one is born as a dog. Sat asat, joni. Joni means mother and bija means father. Jatha jani, jatha bija. So every living entity is born, bija and joni, father and mother. So why there are varieties? Nature is working, why not one kind of living entity? No. Sadasat janma jivanishu. There are 8,400,000 subspecies. One has to take tathadeha antara prapti. You have to change. But why one is in the lower grade birth, why is in higher grade? Na karanam guna sangas. This guna. This guna, sadaguna, rajaguna. So you have to give up the association of rajaguna and tamaguna. Then there is question of progress. Otherwise, it is simply blocked. Therefore, in our society, we say, don't associate, don't be infected by this rajaguna tamaguna, this meat eating and illicit sex life, and drinking and gambling, they are a rajagun stam. Kama lobha. You see, there is a big race ground. Gam. Tamoga. They are going there. Thousands and thousands of people are going there. For gam. This is tamoga. Why? Lobha. I must get more money. I must get more. Rope. Kama. Kama lobha. So, you have to get out of all this entanglement. Then there is spiritual life. Otherwise, don't talk of spiritual life. This is fact. Tada. Tada means when you are fixed up in devotional service. Tada. Kama lobhava gayashta ji. Tada rajasuna bhava. We have to get rid of this rajagun and tamagun. We have to be fixed up in satagun, pure light. Then, sthita satte prasidati. If you are situated in the satagun, then you will be peace of mind. That is Krishna bhakti. That is explained in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. Bhukti bhukti siddhi gami sakali asant. Krishna bhakta niskam atayem shant. Krishna bhakta, he does not desire. Krishna bhakta says, I don't mind. Yeah, I am born lower. That is because he chant Hare Krishna. Low born and high born, he has nothing to do. If one is engaged in devotional service, it doesn't matter whether he is low born and high born. As soon as he takes to devotional service, he becomes above low born and high born. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayakam. He is in the Brahma platform. So in this way, as they are stated in this Shastra, if you follow, there is step by step. First beginning is Sinnatana Sakata Krishna. Try to hear Krishna's message. That is Bhagavad Gita as it is. You hear it, you understand it. What is the difficulty? Sinnatana Sakata. Don't misinterpret. Hear it as it is. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mag namaskuru. Hear it and execute it. Where is the difficulty? But we shall not execute, we shall not hear. We shall not act according to the instruction given. That is our misfortune. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. Duddhaiva yudhrisi maha iha janinanda. You are so merciful that in this age you have incarnated, you have descended in your name, nam namakari bahudha nijasarva shakti. And in the name there is all potencies, parasa shakti bhidhaiva siya. There are multi potencies of the Supreme Personality of God. All the potencies are there in the holy name of the Lord. Nam nam kari bahuda nijasarvasa tatrapi niyamita smaranena kala deshkal patra. There is no distinction anywhere, either in England or in Vrindavan or in Calcutta, you can chant Hare Krishna. Niyamita smarana, no kala kala vichara. Yeah, this is asuddhaka, this is suddhaka. Any time, kirtaniya sadhari. You have to chant only Hare Krishna. So, this opportunity is there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, etadrishi tava kripa. My Lord, you are so kind, you have given us this chance. Duddhaiva idrishi maha, janinara. But I am so unfortunate. I have no attraction for this chanting Hare Krishna. This is our position. So if you are serious about peace of mind, if you are serious about advancement in spiritual culture, spiritual life, then you must follow what is there in the Shastra and spoken by Krishna himself, spoken by Lord Chaitanya himself, then life is successful. Thank you very much.
Hare. Bye.